This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want. You can take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the third hour of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll take your calls about anything. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. So feel free to get interactive with us on whatever topic you might like to discuss. And still on the way here tonight, we've got all kinds of interesting stories, most of whom we will probably, or most of which we will probably not get to. But there is a story about a college student who's in hot water for wearing a gorilla mask that sounded kind of interesting, Mark, that you mentioned to me before we started the show. So if we get the chance, we'll
talk about it. It's a short story on a big issue.
But right now, we still have a little bit more that you wanted to share about these parents who got their kids taken from them for the dastardly crime, apparently it's a crime now, to put your child outside of the house within, like, an arm's length, apparently.
They picked up a toddler. The mother picked up the toddler. She put him outside. She said she slid the sliding glass door closed and told him he can come back in when he stops hitting her.
Yeah, I mean, this is an old parenting technique. I mean, this is not abuse. This is not what they call it, child neglect,
right,
in this case.
This is in L.A. You're not talking about Nome in winter here, okay?
Right. Although we did have a lady call in who lived in a wintry state. It was Wisconsin, actually, who, right, when she was a child about the same age, she was put outside in the wintertime. And that made her act up, you know, or made her act straight and, you know, come back in. Made her want to come back. And this child could come back in. The child in this case was told that
he did come back in.
You can come back in when you're ready to behave yourself.
The police showed up 2 hours later.
This is an old tactic of, if the child is misbehaving, you turn your attention to other things. You don't give the child attention, right? This is a classic parenting technique, is it not?
Yes, I mean it's a take on it, but I think it's sort of a libertarian take. You know, this is our house. If you want to exist in it, mm-hmm, you behave in a certain fashion. That includes not hitting your mother.
Yeah. What else happened? Because they tried to find these kids. They were lost in the system. One of them was at the police station for like a week or something ridiculous like that. They came back sick.
Yeah, they come back. They come back sick and malnourished. She's got pictures.
Pus in the ears?
Yeah, yellow goop was the term.
It's usually pus.
Yeah, I get you. Not pretty, but they got them back in shape. But they have to show up now in front of the judges here, and she's expecting her lawyer. You know, basically to get the kids back. Now, the kids weren't returned yet. They were at a friend's house being taken care of under an emergency circumstance. So the good folks at Child and Protective Services, after these people figured out the law themselves, turned over their kids to their friends to take care of. So now she's going in front of a judge expecting to get her kids back that day. But that didn't happen. Our lawyer didn't even present the evidence allowed the prosecutor's comments to go without response. Mm. Before we knew what was going on, another hearing had been set.
Let me guess, the attorney was a public defender.
No.
In this case,
This was a paid attorney.
My God.
Yep. As I complained to some friends, I learned that more than one of them had been in a similar situation. Mary told me one mom had been arrested for slapping her teenager after she intentionally smashed her brand new iPhone.
The
teenager smashed an iPhone. I'm not sure
whether it was her or her mother's.
Right. I mean, you know, it would be a
pretty, mom probably paid for it either way.
Yeah. Either way, the mother paid for the iPhone. Yeah. Another one for play kicking her daughter on the bottom. All of them had the same advice: start taking court-approved parenting classes now. Over the next 2 months, there were continued delays, all of which were preventable. The first was the prosecutor wanted to investigate if the court had jurisdiction, as the kids were foreign citizens. Without that, the judge wouldn't be able to rule on this case, even though he stated that he was prepared to hold a trial and was prevented from hearing any evidence. Then the prosecution missed their deadline on resolving that matter. The next hearing was delayed because the judge was on vacation. All the while, the family paid their lawyer and took parenting classes and attended private counseling sessions on parenting skills and anger management. By the time the final court date rolled around in January, the case was immediately dismissed. The prosecution and DCFS cited our willingness to learn on dismissal, but I think they didn't have a case.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I can
only... who says I think the article's author?
That was a quote from the mother.
The mother, okay.
Yeah. That's what she said.
And yeah, well, they, you know, if they don't have a case, they don't usually have to worry too much because there's no real penalty for them to not have a case. They can go in there and take your kids away from you and hold them and put them in a abusive foster home and, you know, find out that they've actually done far more damage to the children than whatever the allegation was that they were supposedly protecting them from, as happened in this case. And there's no punishment for those bureaucrats whatsoever. There's no accountability. You don't even know who the person was who was holding on to the kids. They don't know anything. All they're hoping for in a situation like this is to see their kids again and to be able to actually spend time with them and hopefully have them back. That's what they want out of this. And so, of course, most people will take a plea deal. They'll do whatever they need to do.
These are good statist Europeans, too. Listen to this quote. When this whole thing started, we kept telling ourselves that we were glad that the good people were protecting kids. But the longer it dragged on, the more we resented that everyone's was wasting time while other kids were in real danger.
Right.
Well, there
Surprise.
You go. Now you understand what Free Talk Live has been talking about for 15 years.
They may not, though.
They don't.
They could extrapolate from this if they really wanted to, that the government doesn't do what they say they're going to do. They break their promises all the time. They do, in fact, the opposite of the very things that they intend to do. They hurt the very people that they intend to help in a lot of cases, and they force everybody to pay for it, whether they like it or not. I mean, it's just the most disappointing, outrageous, thuggish group of people out there. They're nothing more than a criminal gang, a criminal enterprise that masquerades as though there's something greater than that. And they've got people fooled. These people would have gone on through the rest of their lives thinking that the government was there to help, thinking that every time somebody called CPS, it was for a good reason, thinking that if the police were investigating somebody for family issues, that the police had a good reason for doing it. And those people who've been investigated must be real criminals. They must be neglecting their children. They would have gone through the rest of their lives thinking that about the state. No amount of reading stories like this would likely have persuaded them.
No. Yeah, like that's the thing. You can read these stories all day long to statists. You can tell them over and over and over again, and some of them aren't going to learn until the government turns its evil eye on them. Listen to this. A few weeks later, her friend called her to tell her that she'd read a report about a spike in child removals after two of the caseworkers had been charged in the death of a child who had been under DCFS supervision in the parent's home. So, basically, the Department of Children and Family Services was saying, oh, my God, leaving children in home kills them. We must take children out of home. Right? Mm-hmm. They're not prepared for it. They're just moving kids. Hearing that, it all made so much sense, she said. The long discussions by the sheriff's deputies, the constant passing of responsibility by DCFS workers. She paused. When this whole thing started, we kept on telling ourselves we were glad the good people were protecting kids, but the longer it dragged on, the more we resented everyone wasting time while other kids were in real danger.
Sure.
Many kids were returned, Mary's kids were returned to her in mid-January. While the family had originally planned to stay until her criminal trial, they decided to hire a lawyer to handle the case and leave the country. They learned from someone else who had similar experience that children could, for a second time, be removed from the home with little cause. We didn't want to keep borrowing money from friends and family, and we didn't know how long it would take. We just wanted to get home and get this awful chapter behind us.
Yep, that tends to be how it goes, and it was probably the best move they could have done, was to leave.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're dealing with something like that, it maybe not leave the country, but get out of that particular jurisdiction of that Department of Family Services
and away from whoever those neighbors are.
Right.
I mean, we don't know. They probably don't know who the caller was.
Yeah,
could have been any nearby busybody.
Yeah.
Who saw that, and it's just so tragic, and yet, you know, people have to unfortunately learn the hard way on these things. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
The things you should learn is you don't talk to the police. You don't talk to child protective services.
They're not there to help you.
Not
a lot of cases, even if you call them, they're not there to help you. So be careful.
That's the only time you should be talking to them is if you call them.
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in early 2010, you'd have nearly $35 million right now? $1,000 in Ethereum in 2014 would be over $500,000. Isn't it time you focused on investing in blockchains and cryptos? Get up to speed on a new digital world of Bitcoin, Ethereum, ICOs, and blockchains. Hands-on intensive investment workshops so you can be confident buying, selling, and trading. Don't miss out. Go to 100xinvestors.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's code FTL20, 20% off. 100xinvestors.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, Simbi.com.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about hope.freetalklive.com.
We have started construction on the second floor. We're going to build up the walls on the second floor. We've decided that we're going to do the walls before we, and the columns. Obviously, you have to do the columns before the roof.
What are we building?
We're building an orphanage.
Ah, where?
Jinja, Uganda.
Okay.
For about 45 orphans who are currently sleeping in a room without power on the dirt floor, head to toe. It's pretty rough conditions. And we want them to have the sort of conditions where they can sleep in a bed and take a shower and wash their face to go to school.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Well, it's at least, it gives them an opportunity to make a better life for themselves.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And this has been going on for a little while, phase by phase by phase in this building.
We're over halfway done with it. If you want to help us get done with this project, please go to hope.freetalklive.com.
And this is just Free Talk Live listeners combined with two matching sponsors.
Yeah, the matching sponsors are really, the matching sponsors are each basically doing a third of the work on this. And
which is jax.io.
Yep. And cell411.
Get cell411.com.
Right. And, of course, our listeners, our great listeners,
right,
who are out there doing donations.
Without the listeners, nobody gets matched.
Yeah,
some
of which I'm tossing into. So there you go.
So what you do is you go to hope.freetalklive.com. You learn more about what's going on. You can see pictures and stuff like that over there,
yep,
of the process. And then you can contribute via Bitcoin, via PayPal. Via
there's
GoFundMe.
Nobody sent a check.
Okay.
Yes, somebody did
do a check. How about that?
Yeah. And I'll tell you who it is off the air.
That's fine.
And it was, it's been awesome. We're getting there. If you can help, then we can get to the next phase. The next phase is $3,000. We're, about a third of the way there. So
that's hope.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I want to talk about the movie They Throw It, and I believe the person behind that is the movie They Throw It.
And Detroit?
The person behind that's correct. There's a movie about Detroit.
And is this a Hollywood movie or is it a TV movie?
Hollywood production, indeed. Karen, are you familiar with the name Karen Bigelow?
Yes, Karen Bigelow, yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. So
she was the director of Strange Days, which was a great movie all about the turn of the century.
That being said, they would portray in a movie, and this is, Hollywood doing artistic license, on the given and the fact that blacks are animal and wild and nothing good.
I highly doubt that is the opinion of the editorial opinion of this movie. Are you saying that that's what this movie's claiming?
Well, there would be scenes that would,
Have you seen this movie?
Actually, I did not, but the review.
You did not? You did not see the movie?
But the review, why guilty? No.
Then I'm sorry, Ralph. You really don't have a legitimate opinion about this movie.
You have opinions, that's for sure.
I have a question for Mark. Okay? I have a question for you,
yep,
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this thing that you are doing in Africa, to the orphanage or something,
yep,
this is not done out of white guilt. This is done out of compassion.
Wow, man.
It's done out of what?
He says, go ahead.
This was not done out of white guilt, that I know for a fact. It's done out of compassion. It's done out of, being humanitarian on your part.
Yep.
And so my question to you is this. Okay? It is a fact and it is a given that blacks are wild and animals.
No, that is not a given.
What is it? What's a given?
He said that they're wild animals, is what he said.
Is that what you said? Blacks are wild animals.
He's a racist. Are you surprised by him saying that?
He hasn't said anything quite this.
Yes, he has. Where have you been? Maybe it was when you were
half of what he said.
Well, that's why I'm here to interpret for you.
Go ahead, Ralph.
You see, this is typical white guilt on your part. An opinion you don't
Ralph,
agree with.
I want you to verify that that's what you said. Did you say that blacks are it's a known fact that...
Listen good, Mark, okay? Being wild and being animal.
Okay.
And it is a state of character.
It's a state of character.
He believes this about black people. He believes he is a racist.
When I explain that to the black,
they should understand me. Well, I mean,
you talk to black people?
This is out of my field. Call me a racist.
My friend, if you call blacks wild animals, you are a racist.
You are, by definition, a racist, Ralph.
I don't know how else to call that.
You are the definition of white guilt.
Hold on. That's not white guilt. That's a definition. A definition of a racist is a person who believes that somebody is lesser in some way, shape, or form because of their race. Now, look.
You know, at least Chris Cantwell will come right out and admit it. At least Cantwell. I mean, you got to give him credit. He's at least honest with you to your face that he's a racist. He's not hiding it, but he did. He used to hide it, a little while back.
It's a hard thing to get along with in society, being one, but
apparently not in the Philippines. I hear it's pretty popular there.
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Candy, because I'm about to write a letter to President Duterte about white guilty and how, you know, they are the one who demonizes.
I'm sure that's just what he wants to hear about.
Yeah.
Is your opinions about white people.
Hopefully he won't send the death squads after you.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Good luck. Ugh. The toll-free number here, I don't know who's more detestable. I don't know if it's Ralph or Scott the Bigot. I don't know.
Flabbergasted.
They're both awful. They're both racist. He is Filipino.
What does that
Ralph,
have to do with anything?
And Scott is like a white Christian male from Boston.
And what do any of these things have to do with it?
I don't know. I'm just I'm speaking out loud, trying to, you know, assess.
Turns out there's racists of all sorts.
Which of them is more detestable? I'm not sure. I think they're both pretty bad.
Well, you can understand what Scott the Bigot says.
That's true.
So why isn't he Ralph the Bigot?
We can make Ralph the Bigot, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we could have another more creative name, because, I mean, is there something else we could call him? I don't know.
Ralph the Racist?
Ralph the Racist. That's alliterative. That's much better. Yeah. Much better. There you go. Toll-free number here, 855-450. Free like freedom. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So we were talking about, being a parent in this world with the government constantly looking over your shoulder, where busybodies are around every corner. Yeah, we're supposed to be afraid, right, that there's child rapists or whatever lurking behind every bush. That's why the children can't be allowed to be more than an inch from their parents at any time. That's the fear, right, is that, oh, well, it's so dangerous out there now, even though it's actually safer now for kids in the world to just sort of be out on their own.
At least in the United States.
Regardless, people believe it's more dangerous, and so they let the government just run wild all over top of whatever rights parents should have to raise their families in the ways that they want to. And we see these stories, the Free Range Kids blog has them all the time, of parents in situations just like this. It's New York, it's California. It does seem to happen more often in the least free states like New York and California, but those are also two of the most populated states as well. Where is this happening? It could happen next door to you. It could happen at your home. All it takes is some busybody neighbor who thinks they know best and a bunch of officious bureaucrats who have no liability for their actions. And that usually creates a disaster, as it did in this case. 855-450, free like freedom, free talk live.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Well, I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help?
That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, whey, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary whey supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded whey is a totally new form of whey. One that's much more powerful, with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish-raised grass-fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click OneWorldWhey.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered OneWorldWhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, you've recently acquired a new piece of clothing.
Indeed. It is a, it's a vest that is really nice. It's made by BulletBlocker.com, and it blocks bullets. The company, BulletBlocker.com, was founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor. It's two different people, by the way. Their goal was to make backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. It's a good idea. Well, now they have a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases that could all be used to save your life. Hmm. The products are attractive, well-made, right here in the U.S. You got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets. Go get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing that you get a second chance at. BulletBlocker.com. The lives in your family are priceless. Protect them at BulletBlocker.com. And some of these aren't in stock right now. Remember, they've got a lot of jackets. They got a lot of sizes. And so this isn't delivered immediately. Those of my listeners that are in warmer and cooler climes, winter is coming. Winter is coming. Right? And if you want to have this nice jacket,
days are getting shorter already.
For fall, now's the time to order at BulletBlocker.com. you will not be disappointed. I was very pleased with what I have. Now, obviously, this fleece vest that I have isn't just like a regular fleece vest. It has some sort of a little bit of stiffness to it comparative to a fleece vest. But it is not like a bulletproof vest. It's not uncomfortable in that way.
It doesn't look like a bulletproof vest either.
No, it doesn't. It's very wearable, and I think you'll be happy. I'm not promoting this product because I don't think you will. I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I'd have turned it around. I'd have sent it back. Bulletblocker.com.
All right, so you can bring up whatever you want. Mark, you had a story from the colleges of America, or at least one in particular, where a college student is now in hot water over a gorilla mask. And what else, whatever it is he did with a gorilla mask. So do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, this is, I'm really bringing this up because of Ralph the Racist there that just called in to give folks, I think it's a nice segue.
What's this have to do with racism?
Oh, it's an awful story. Let me go ahead and read it to you.
All
it's
right.
From the Daily Wire. Dailywire.com. The Daily Wire. It's not terribly long, but here it is. On September the 28th, 2016, former East Tennessee State University freshman Tristan Retke attended
About 18.
Yeah. A Black Lives Matter demonstration wearing a gorilla mask, holding a sign that read, "Lives Matter." Retke distributed bananas from a burlap sack with a Confederate flag printed on it.
Oh, God.
It's so awful. So awful.
Okay, so this was pretty tasteless. I didn't know. I hadn't heard the story.
I know you hadn't read the story.
I'm like, what's wrong with gorillas?
You're correct. This guy
bananas
should
are fine.
Have just been punched, right?
Uh-huh.
And waved one of the bananas on a string in front of the attendees.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. This is despicable behavior.
Did he have one of those Trump hats on?
Well, no,
while he was
no.
At it?
He had a gorilla mask on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't put a Trump hat on top of that?
There was not a Trump hat on the gorilla mask. In March, Retke was indicted by a Washington County grand jury on two counts of civil rights intimidation, two counts of disorderly conduct, and disrupting a meeting. Now,
whoa.
This is a.
This sounds like a violation of this person's freedom of speech. I mean, this person may be a despicable character.
Right, and his civil right. He used his civil rights in a very uncivil way, I got to say.
That's true, but that's why we have, you know, the supposed protections from prosecutions like this. I mean, there's supposed to be a constitution there with a, you know, provision around freedom of speech that's relatively solid, but
I'd like to
not.
Give, first, I'd like to give props to the people that were at this the protest
for not
doing,
attacking him.
Yeah, you know, taking this like adults.
You mean they didn't act like animals, as Ralph would have suggested?
Right, wild animals, or whatever the claim.
They had
was.
All the reason to attack this person, but they didn't.
Sure did. But I've, you know, the unpleasant part of my job as a person who advocates for civil rights, freedom of speech, the rights of everyone, is to advocate for the rights of this flaming jackhole.
It's hard, but yes, that's true.
I don't agree with what this guy did.
No.
Not for one second. I think it's tasteless, and I think that if something...
It's insulting. It's
if
worse
something
than
would have happened to him on the way to his car or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Don't expect me to cry and shed a tear.
Right. Oops. Oh, your tires have been slashed.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Gee, that's terrible. Somebody would do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would call the slashing of his tires a crime. I'm
no
willing
doubt.
To do that.
No doubt.
But
not unexpected, but.
Right. I mean, you know, there's. I guess if you run around with a gorilla mask waving bananas in front of people who might be consider this to be racist activity, you know, racially insensitive activity, handing bananas out of a burlap sack with a rebel flag on it, that, you know, you could expect really sort of negative repercussions to your actions. According to the Associated Press, Retke's attorney, Patrick Denton, is demanding the charges be dropped, alleging the statutes Retke was charged under are the same ones that protect the free speech he was exhibiting. There's no question that Retke, everybody wants to distance themselves from this jerk.
Sure.
There's no question.
It's hard to stand up for freedom of speech.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to, you know, go to bat for people like this who
are
undesirable.
This man's sentence is living in his own skin.
But he's been charged with things.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying is he shouldn't be.
Right.
He shouldn't be. We should, you know.
Yeah, this is not a happy man. This is not a man who, you know, is at peace with himself or at peace with the world. I mean, this is a troubled person. Yes. Who is engaging in this.
Right, and his the pressure should come down on him, social media, you know, all the the media itself.
Find out who he is. Put it out there.
No, I would expect the mask to be ripped from his face, frankly.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, show yourself. Why are you hiding?
Yeah.
That's, maybe your beliefs are embarrassing.
Yeah, so that's the story in and of itself. We don't know the status.
When did this happen? Does it give any indication if this was just something, this like breaking news, pretty fresh? Or?
Well, it happened in 2016.
I'm sorry, missed
charges were brought in earlier this year, and he faces a preliminary hearing on November the 9th.
Okay.
So we're in the midst of it right now.
Okay, got it.
You know, don't expect me to follow this really, really closely.
I don't think he should feel... I don't think that the school is obligated to provide him with an education.
He's an ex-student.
Okay, good. The
school's already kicked him out.
Okay.
I mean,
so you can have your freedom of speech, but that doesn't mean that anybody else is obligated to give you anything.
Right. I mean, and, you know, if I was an employer, I'm going to think twice.
About letting him work for you?
If Mr. Redke worked for Free Talk Live, he would have to be let go.
Yeah. If he worked down at the local pizza parlor, he might need to be let go.
We've done this. Indeed. We've done this, as a matter of fact. You know?
That's right.
We
got rid of Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, we support Chris Cantwell's right to have an opinion on whatever the issue might be. But, you know, in one circumstance, I said, you can't say that word on even on Twitter and expect to be on the air with us. And then in another case, you're like, well, you know, you just can't hold those beliefs and be on the air. So both of us had
not as a host. He did call last night as a caller.
Right.
So his opinion hasn't been banned from the show. You know, you can still call in about anything that you want. You don't have to agree with us. In fact, we prefer it when you don't agree with us. It just makes it more of an interesting conversation.
Right. This is interesting. This guy wandering around in a gorilla mask being a complete jerk. That's news, I'm afraid. That's why the story's going someplace.
Well, it's news only because he got arrested. It otherwise would have just been an a-hole who, you know, made a commotion on a college campus and got booted off.
Yeah.
I've done that plenty of times. Not in the same fashion, but I've done some things on college campuses that have gotten me thrown off of them, arguably in violation of freedom of speech. But because you can't necessarily hire, you know, you can't afford to hire an attorney for every violation of free speech because they're expensive. And
well, he was charged.
No, I'm just saying in general, like, you know, I've been kicked off of the campus wrongfully, but I haven't taken them to court over it every time because it would have just been too time consuming and too expensive to do that. There's more coming up here in moments. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. If you get on the line right now at 855-453, like Freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, where you can Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then one of the ways you can do that is by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. And remember, you get all the archives and webcam and stuff for free over at freetalklive.com. So, you know, we have that model of we wanted to give it all to you first, and then if you value it, you can support the show. And so if you like what we do, and it's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger to you, then please get behind the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP.freetalklive.com. You get signed up there. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin. You can do it all over at AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more, including now the Free Talk Live badge that you get to wear on your Free Talk Live forum account. We now have a new Free Talk Live forum. If you haven't checked that out, you're welcome to over at forum.freetalklive.com. But again, sign up for the AMP program at AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. We can talk more about freedom of speech on college campuses and elsewhere. But Sarah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. So I think I heard that. I think the FDA, they're going to actually reduce the nicotine by a whole 12%. So, you know, my question is, how is that really going to change any kind of smoking behavior?
It won't. What happened?
You know, they're going to cut back the nicotine on the cigarettes.
They?
But I was told that it's going to be cut back by 12%.
Okay.
So yeah, that's not even going to be, anything. Nobody's going to feel that they're missing any nicotine.
Yeah, so you were on the phone the other day, you were asking the FDA to cut it by 50%, correct?
Well, I mean, as an example, if they did cut it by 50%, if they did cut it by 50%, they would have to buy two packs of cigarettes instead of one. I mean, it would drastically change people's behavior. It would push people into...
What would you have done, Mark? I mean, you used to be a cigarette smoker, cigar smoker.
Yeah, I'd smoke, like, cigarettes at a bar or something, you know, 20 years ago.
But you were a regular cigar smoker within the last decade or so. Can you quit about 10 years ago?
It was 2008.
Okay.
So yeah, it's in the last decade. But
So you were a regular cigar smoker. If it turned out that the cigars you were smoking had half of the nicotine in them, what would that have done to
probably
you?
Probably end up smoking more.
That's what I tried to tell Sarah when she called in about this originally, is that the smokers are just going to smoke more cigarettes, although there probably are a few of them who will quit as a result of this. Because,
Sarah,
Mark, you did quit because of the tax.
Smoking's down, right? Like, fewer people are smoking now than they were 10 years ago?
Sarah, that's
a question. I think there's a decrease in cigarettes because it's more expensive. The whole idea is that instead of spending $7, now you have to spend $14 to get the same high. It's gonna hurt the pocketbook.
The cigarette smoker isn't smoking for the high. The addict tends to smoke to stave off the withdrawal symptoms, as I understand.
In the case of cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah, in the case of cigarettes,
there's an emotional payoff, but it's you know, it's the worst and dirtiest and dumbest of habits.
Yeah, the high is kind of sucky. I mean, that's you know, that might be the reason why somebody starts. Just because there is a little buzz to it in the beginning, but it's not very long before that's gone, where you're just smoking for the sake of getting the nicotine dose that you need, not to get high. Because the high with nicotine is fleeting at best. I mean, it doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even last beyond the cigarette very long.
Yeah, it's not much time.
Well, that's the whole idea of the nicotine. But I guess, you know what, something is better than nothing. 12%, I'll take... whatever percent if they could cut back.
Would you would you support banning cigarettes?
You know something? I really would. I mean, if I could have it my way, but we know something. We live in an imperfect world. We know that. We all know that everything that people do is imperfect. So, you know, I mean, that's going to be, I wish it's something that would exist, but it's not going to. So I would prefer that. If more people smoked vapor cigarettes, that would be less torturous. I mean, I'd rather have five.
But you know that the same organization, Sarah, the Federal Drug Administration is making it difficult for vaporizers, for vapor users. They're passing rules. There's all kinds of local rules that are being passed about vaping indoors.
Right.
They're trying to diminish the use of vaporizers, even though many people have used them as a cessation tool for smoking.
For now, the FDA, whatever they do at the local level is another story, whatever each city does. But the thing is, if the FDA, they're going to back off on the vapor cigarette.
Yeah, but they went after them in the first place.
Pardon me?
They went after them in the first place. This is the problem, Sarah, is a government who can do one thing to you can do anything to you. So if they make a mistake, like going after vapor users, like they did, and then they back off, it doesn't solve the problem. It's already
They've already put people out of business.
They've already put businesses out of people out of business. They've already told some, you know, basically some people have gotten the message it's better to smoke than it is to vaporize. I mean, that's what it is when you use the government, to never have to say you're sorry.
Look at this. I'm a non-smoker. I'd rather, you know what, if there's one smoker at a bus stop, that's torturous. You know, if there's five vapor cigarettes, you know, puffing away steam with some flavor, I could deal with it. That's less torturous. That's what I prefer.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whenever you have somebody who, you know, says they want to ban a thing, they want to ban some action or a product,
in any state
of whatever. Whenever you have one of those people, you know you're dealing with someone who doesn't understand the past, who doesn't know anything about the ravages of, say, alcohol or drug prohibition. They live in some sort of a fantasy world where they believe that they can ban a thing politically and that the thing will go away. If you just make the thing illegal and you put men with badges in charge of, you know, putting people in handcuffs who have that thing or move that thing from point A to point B and sell the thing, then that's going to make the thing go away and make people not want the thing anymore. I mean, come on. Who can really say these things? Who can tell themselves that about anything at all after all of the experience that we have collectively had as a people of the abject failure of prohibitions?
Don't they say things like, if it just saves one, though? Like, they're, to them, it's not about ending smoking. Mm. It's about getting fewer people to smoke. And the problem is that I stopped smoking almost entirely because, at least in large part, because the government, because Barack Obama instituted new taxes on mm-hmm. cigars that would, put a tax on cigars and then... Basically, you know, as far as I'm concerned, money's fungible, so every dollar you give the government is another bullet in some Middle Eastern kid, so I'm not going to voluntarily give them money. So what I said to myself, this was before vaporizers really became a thing,
yeah,
about a year before that, I said to myself, well, I can grow tobacco, and I can make my own, or I can quit. And so I got the Chantix, and I quit.
And you're glad you did, right?
Right, sure. I mean, you know, obviously it's better for my health and all those things.
Yep.
It's amazing all the things we'll do for our smokers will do for their health. It's ridiculous. If you're a smoker, why would you eat organic? <You know? laughs> Why would you jog? Why would you lift weights?
Right, right.
Why would you do anything?
I always enjoy seeing somebody on a bicycle smoking a cigarette.
Hey, I wonder if that's a drug driver. What if they had a license taken from them?
Of course, this is not just Sarah who's saying that this is a good idea. There's websites out there, thehindu.com, saying lower nicotine content in cigarettes is an idea whose time has come. They even claim that a paper published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2015 showed smokers using reduced nicotine cigarettes lit up fewer cigarettes a day compared with those smoking standard cigarettes. So maybe there's an argument here. Maybe that fewer nicotine or lower nicotine content in cigarettes does not encourage people to smoke more. But it would seem that it would, wouldn't it?
I don't know the answer. They have light cigarettes. I switched from full
is that the same thing?
Marlboro Reds to Marlboro Lights.
Is that what the difference is? Is it
lower nicotine? It's supposed to have lower nicotine, lower
okay.
tar. I don't know the. I don't know what it made me do. I don't think it made me do anything.
I remember reading one of those like mouse print websites. I don't know. This was probably before mouse print, but the fine print. It's like a fine print site that compares prices and products.
Okay.
And the light version of Swiss Miss was just little baggies with less hot cocoa. That's what it was. And I think you probably paid about the same amount.
Yeah.
So
cigarettes probably just have sawdust in them.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.